Nobu and I did our best to keep the minister kneeling in the doorway with his head suspended over the snow, but despite our efforts, he soon tumbled out head first. I did my best to shove him to one side so he would at least end up in snow that hadn't been vomited upon. But the minister was as bulky as a thick piece of meat. All I really did was turn him onto his side as he fell. Nobu and I could do nothing but look at each other in dismay at the sight of the minister lying perfectly still in the deep snow, like a branch that had fallen from a tree. "Why, Nobu-san," I said, "I didn't know how much fun your guest was going to be."
"I believe we've killed him, and if you ask me, he deserved it. What an irritating man."
"Is this how you act toward your honored guests? You must take him out onto the street and walk him around a bit to wake him up. The cold will do him good."
"He's lying in the snow. Isn't that cold enough?"
"Nobu-san," I said, and I suppose this was enough of a reprimand, for Nobu let out a sigh and stepped down into the garden in his stocking feet to begin the task of bringing the minister back to consciousness. While he was busy with this, I went to find a maid who could help, because I couldn't see how Nobu would get the minister back up into the tea house with only one arm. Afterward, I fetched some dry socks for the two men and alerted a maid to tidy the garden after we'd left. When I returned to the room, Nobu and the minister were at the table again. You can imagine how the minister looked and smelled. I had to peel his wet socks off his feet with my own hands, but I kept my distance from him while doing it. As soon as I was done, he slumped back onto the mats and was unconscious again a moment later.
"Do you think he can hear us?" I whispered to Nobu.
"I don't think he hears us even when he's conscious," Nobu said. "Did you ever meet a bigger fool in your life?"
"Nobu-san, quietly," I whispered. "Do you think he actually enjoyed himself tonight? I mean, is this the sort of evening you had in mind?"
"It isn't a matter of what I had in mind, it's what he had in mind."
"I hope that doesn't mean we'll be doing the same thing again next week."
"If the minister is pleased with the evening, I'm pleased with the evening."
"Nobu-san, really? You certainly weren't pleased. You look as miserable as I've ever seen you. Considering the minister's condition, I think we can assume he isn't having the best night of his life either."
"You can't assume anything when it comes to the minister."
"I'm sure he'll have a better time if we can make the atmosphere more festive somehow. Wouldn't you agree?"
"Bring a few more geisha next time if you think it will help," Nobu said. "We'll come back next weekend. Invite that older sister of yours."
"Mameha's certainly clever, but the minister is so exhausting to entertain. We need a geisha who's going to, I don't know, make a lot of noise, distract everyone. You know, now that I think of it, it seems to me we need another guest as well, not just another geisha."